Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much for being here with your hostess, Lisa Marie, here on the Stars of Heaven Network 22. And I'm excited, elated, and honored, as always, to be here with you. And I am really excited to be here in the new solar in the 10th month of the agricultural calendar alignment, and I have it posted right now, so if you want to go check it out on my feeds, on the agencies, you can do so. And this is the final alignment for the year 2022 and for the agricultural calendar year, and I'm really excited about it, as always, because and it gives us everything we need to prepare for this new solar and this new equinox, as well as to prepare us for the new year. And I'm really excited about it because in the 10th month, it declares completion. It's finished. As Jesus said, it's finished. It's done. And I'm really excited to minister today's exhortation that declares what the new agriculture calendar has declared to us. And I tell you, one thing that I love about the prophetic is that it's nothing new. It's based on what God has already said, what he's already done, but it's doing it in a new way, in a new day, and doing it new in you. Hallelujah. So what better way to finish the year, wrap up the year, than with this beautiful alignment? And I love everything that the Lord has spoken to me in this alignment to help you get aligned on your calendar according to God's agricultural calendar. And again, nothing new. the agricultural calendar God gave the children of Israel is based on what we sow and what we reap. And so thank God that we have now have Jesus, who was the seed that was put in the ground for us to give us newness of life. So what we sow now is in newness of life in the Spirit, according to the gift of the Spirit, according to his death, burial, and resurrection. And I tell you, Yod means good, 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 good. And I tell you, it's the goodness of the Lord. So I'm excited about this new alignment and everything that it's speaking, it is declaring. You can go check it out now. And I'm excited that the Lord has given me what he wanted me to release to you for your edification and for your hearing as we wrap up 2022. Now, I'm really excited about today's exhortation. And I was really excited when the Lord ministered to me and he gave it what he wanted me to minister and share with you on today here on the Heavenly Host broadcast. And I tell you, it's nothing new. This is something that I've ministered in this season. It certainly is part of the Bride of Christ Women's Ministries Vault Archives. And this is volume two of what the Lord has given me for this time and this season. Hallelujah. And this exhortation in the Advent season and Hanukkah season, which is tomorrow, is in celebration of the saint of the season. And the saint of the season that I am talking about and celebrating and exhorting and venerating is Saint Nicholas. Hallelujah, Saint Nicholas. And I tell you, I really had so much fun preparing this exhortation, and I was really excited to come on and minister to you because it's exactly what the Lord is saying today as we not only enjoy the season of gift giving and love and remember the reason for the season, which is Christ, who came to birth all things new and to give us a new life in the earth realm. I'm excited to minister this based on St. Nicholas. And one of the things that the Lord said to me and what he declared to me that he wanted me to pose to you as a question was, are you ready for the coming of your secret St. Nicholas? Are you ready for the coming of your secret St. Nicholas? And I was really excited about that when he said that, because he was saying to me that this is the time, the season of fulfillment of miracle, of our prayer request, being the Advent, being the Christmas season of the expected Christ. Isaiah prophesied his coming, and many people heard of the prophecy. They waited for the prophecy to come to pass, and suddenly there it was, fullness of time. Jesus Christ was born. So this is the time of our expectant prayers and of what we've been expecting and being the expectant of what we want God to do for us. And so, yes, St. Nicholas was a real man. Yes, he was. And he was one who, a man who feared God, and who is now a holy deity. And I really was excited to minister this on the Heavenly Host broadcast because the blessing of understanding the angels and the celestial hierarchies and the kingdom of Christ and the Lord's angels and his army and the 24 elders and everything we have to help us and assist us in the earth realm and in the universe by way of the constellations, is that they are deities. And understanding those deities and understanding the spirit and the energy of how they operate and why they were created we can summons them. They are released on our behalf to help us and assist us. And that's why I so love coming to you from the Heavenly Host broadcast, because we do have help, supernatural help, spiritual help, the great cloud of witnesses, and knowing how to utilize that help and summon those help, that help is the thing that's going to really get us a breakthrough. So St. Nicholas is now a holy deity who visits and reveals himself to the worthy expectant. And I wanted to read to you Revelation, the 22nd chapter, the 7 through the 13th verse, because this is the scripture that he gave me for this. And again, this is the blessing of the expectant, of those who's worthy. And this is what the Holy Spirit was saying to me, that in posing the question, are you ready? Because the Word of God says that he will come as a thief of the night, and we're to watch as well as pray. And that's the same premise that is given even to Santa Claus, in the fable Santa Claus. So this is what he says in Revelation 22nd chapter, 7 through 13 verse. John, the Revelator, says, "And behold, I come quickly." This is what Jesus said. "Behold, I come quickly, blessed, happy, prosperous, to be admired is the one who heeds and takes to heart and remembers the words of the prophecy that is in the prediction, consolation, and warning contained in this book." So he's saying, blessed are those who take heed, who remember everything that was spoken in the book of Revelation. He said, "I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw them, I fell and worshiped before the feet of the angel who showed me these things." He goes on to say, he spoke to the angel and said, "But he said to me, do not do that, for I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers and prophets, and with those who heed and remember the truth contained in the words of this book." And that's really important to remember, because the angels that are sent to help us and to minister to us are just like we are. They're just in a glorified state. So I don't worship angels. I understand their purpose. And the thing that I love about angels, they know how to speak our language. The angels know my heavenly language. They know how I speak. So in talking with my angels, communing with my angels, and worshiping God, I can be myself. I can be me. And so this communication that St. John was having with the angels was based on who he is. And that could not have been unless he was in the spirit. Hallelujah. This was a spiritual conversation. Hallelujah. Now in verse 10 he says, "And he said to me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time of their fulfillment is near." So he said, don't seal it up yet, for the time of their fulfillment is near. And that's exactly what God is saying to you and I at this moment. There is things that he's not going to seal, he's not going to complete, he's not going to put his endorsement on, he's not going to release, until we hear everything he has to say in his timing. He goes on to say in verse 11, "Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and let the one who is filthy, vile, impure, still filthy, remain that way." So this is, he's saying that I'm hearing, remembering, receiving the predictions, warnings that's written in the book of remembrance. This is based on what we already didn't sow, what we already didn't reap, what we already didn't sow. He says, "He that's with the letter remain guilty. He that is righteous, just upright, let him still be righteous. and the one who is holy still be holy. So God already knows our faith. He is pure, let him stay pure. He is good, let him remain guilty. You know, there's no gray area when it comes to who we are. Because this is declares it's over. This is what he's basically saying. You guilty, you've been a deceiver, manipulator, you've been a wolf in sheep clothing, a false prophet, a false apostle, whatever you've been, let them remain that way. Jesus is going to make sure they stay that way because that's their fate. And so he said, he that's been pure, just, right, and upright, let them remain that way. So if you've been just, don't change. Because our reward is based on truly who we are. Now, I'm going to go down to verse 12. It says, behold, I, Jesus, am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. To give to each one according to the merit of his deeds, earthly works, faithfulness. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the eternal one. So he's the one, Jesus the one, that is coming quickly. And that's why he gave me that title, Are You Ready for the Coming of Your Saint Nick? And that's based on Christ himself too. But in this season, the Lord is releasing and has released Saint Nicholas along with the angels, this specific angel, to do his bidding, to release the blessing. And the thing that I love about Saint Nicholas is that in each and every one of the angels that God used, and even the saints that are resurrected now by the power of God, is that they have their assignment. This is, we will have our assignment when we get to heaven. And so we want to make sure that we're being true to who we are. Because it came through the Holy Ghost. Can't bamboozle and try to steal from somebody else, about their kid, shatter their life and do all this demonic, evil stuff and try to get in gang. And it's not match your essence and who you really are. Because your reward is going to be your reward, which is heaven or hell. So Jesus knows that. Jesus knows that. Now, in addition to him giving me revelation, he was saying to me that this is the time of the triumph entrance into the joy of the Lord, to his joy, and into the joy of the Lord's reward, which is being given to us in heaven and in earth, which means there's a tangible blessing. There's a material blessing. I'm a strong believer. Yes, I want all my blessings and my crowns in heaven, but I also got some tangible things down here that I'm supposed to have. Hallelujah. And he said, these are being released in the hands and the lives of the faithful. Those who've been faithful to me. According to the recording angel, as we just read in Revelation, the seven spirits of God, who's all knowing, all seeing, Elroy, and these are those that have declared, well done. Well done, my good and faithful servants, as well as the wise virgin. And for that, I gave you Matthew, the 25th chapter, the 1st through the 22nd verse. And it's for the sake of time. You can go read it in your own time. But it just talks about, again, the five wise and five foolish. When Jesus came, the parable says when the bridegroom came, the foolish virgins will sleep. And they asked of the wise virgin for some of their oil, and he told them no. And so we have to watch, therefore, for you know not the day or the hour where the Son of Man should appear. And the Word of God said we have to be diligent and sober, because our adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion seeking those who may devour. So this is the prerequisite of the blessing, and also the judgment of the blessing if you sleep. And you are spiritually dull, or you're being foolish. Now, the thing that I love about Saint Nicholas is what his purpose was and what he did when he was actually here in the earth realm. Saint Nicholas visited those who were praying and will visit those who are praying and believing in Father God for a miracle or for miracles. St. Nicholas of Bishop is the angel, again, Father God will send to rescue and save, who he used and sent to save an impoverished family. So again, every angel has their assignment. And again, angels are released based on our prayers and our need. And oftentimes we need a miracle. We need the impossible done. It's a lot of things that we're believing God for that I'm believing God for that only God can do. And so, you know, I know who to direct my prayers to in getting those answers to see that manifestation. And in his patronage, we see where he saves an impoverished family. And the beautiful thing that I love about the patron saint of St. Nicholas is that he is the patron saint of bride and sailors. And I love that because brides are, again, the divine feminine. And in this, this testimony and testament of what he did, he saved a young girl from being sold into servitude because of poverty. And she would have been sold by her father. So, again, we see the divine masculine being sent to rescue and help the divine feminine. Not saying God couldn't send a female angel, but he chose male. And so the thing that I celebrate is his feast day and the day of his birth. And his feast day was December 6th. But he celebrated throughout the whole month of December because this is the month that he really does his stuff, and he's really manifested in our lives. So I also included, again, some information and the testament of St. Nicholas here on my page. You can read that as well. Now, the another beautiful thing that I love about this beautiful exhortation is that, again, the season, the time and season that is being given, because in this time and this season, this is the time to gather, like the ant, and this is the time to prepare for the new year. This is the opening of the new year, and so the thing that I love about Father God and the angels and those who he used is how he can use us as well. And so this is a Father time. This is the fullness of Father time of the release and receiving of your Advent miracle. The thing that you're believing God for. This is the time that God is doing the impossible by the Spirit. And, of course, we have to align ourselves. We have to make sure we have our babe ready, have our net ready to receive the blessing and know that it's coming from Father God. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of light. And most importantly, it's being released by our faith, by faith, pure faith, by the faith, by what we speak from a pure heart, from the blessed assurance. And the beauty of holy deity is that we can embody the blessing of their earthly purpose, just as we do Jesus Christ. It's like we have the Holy Spirit. He said, the works I do, you should do also. So I go back to the Father, and greater works shall you do. This is now the time that we can do the same thing. So, another question is, whose secret Santa, secret Saint Nicholas, are you assigned to? Because every season, God gives us an excitement, just like every single day. And usually the things I love about God when he uses us is without us knowing it. I know a lot of times we do things that's purposeful and what we do in our alms and giving, but a lot of times I love when God uses me and it's unexpected. And that's how miracles happen, unexpected. You can't control miracles. You can't control what God chooses to release to you. Either you accept it or you don't. When you need a miracle and you need answers and you're crying out to God and seeking God for those answers and you're petitioning the throne for those answers, when it comes, you accept it. You accept it. And so the thing that we have to understand in this season or in any season is that recognize the blessing. Recognize the blessing that God, and again, the blessings that God sends will not come to appease the flesh or the sinful nature. It comes to fulfill God's purpose and why he created us and why he has selected us and chose us to do his will, which will also be our heart's desires. So I had to add that to that because a lot of times we ask God for things and then when it comes, because it doesn't fit what we want to fit or it doesn't speak to what we want to speak, we dismiss it or we reject it. And a lot of times it's because people receive what they want from God in the flesh. And God doesn't bless flesh. God can't bless carnality. And so we have to remember that whatever we believe in God for, it has to be equally yoked, and understand the purpose and why God sends and chooses us to do his will or to be a blessing to someone who needs it, to be someone's miracle. Hallelujah. Because that's exactly what St. Nicholas was. He was someone's miracle. He was someone's answer. And I can't tell you how important it is for us to be and allow God to use us because from my own experience in God using me throughout my life, I literally was the difference between life and death in people's lives. And a lot of times when God releases me and uses me, it's usually in life or death situations. And if I had not been in that place, a lot of times it would have went another way. So I really want you to understand how important you are and your prayers are and how God needs you and wants to use you to be the answer for someone else. And it's an old saying that what you make happen for other people, God will make happen for you. Amen. And so and giving, we give cheerfully because the Lord is a cheerful giver. Not only that, it's better to give than to receive. It's more blessed to give and to receive. And that's exactly what Acts, the 20th chapter, declares, where it says, "And now I commend you to God, placing you in his protective, loving care, and I commend you to the word of his grace, the counsel and promises of his unmerited favor." That means you can't earn God's favor. Nothing you can do, how many good works you do, you can't earn God's favor. His selection of us, election of us, is based on his purpose, on why he chooses us, and he uses who we are for his glory. Not only on his unmerited favor, but the counsel, his counsel, his instruction to us, communion with us. His wisdom, his knowledge, understanding, his instruction on how to get to the blessing, how to get to the promises, how the promises are going to be fulfilled, how he said he'll lead and guide us to all truth. Hallelujah. And he goes on to say, his grace is able to build you up and to give you the rightful inheritance among all those who are what? Sanctified. And that's one of my favorite scriptures. His grace, not works, is able to build you up. That means edify you, exhort you, and give you. Give, not take, not steal, not bamboozle. Give. I shall freely give you all things if you're in right standing. Give you the rightful inheritance That means what's rightfully yours, your birthright, not someone else's, among others who are also just like you, who are what? Sanctified, set apart, used for the glory of God, cleansed, washed. Because that word sanctification means set apart, used for the glory of God, which is actually definitely the meaning of my name, consecrated to God, hallelujah, who are sanctified. And so I'm really excited about that, because when God releases his blessing to his bride, to his sheep, he knows exactly what he's doing. God's not going to get my address mixed up with your address. When he's coming to my house, and he knows it's mine. So, you know, again, all this stuff and trying to steal and hide and lurk and all this crazy stuff, it's not going to work, because it's not meant for you. Anything you try to take or steal from someone else is going to be a curse to you. It's going to blow up in your face. Again, rightful inheritance. He said that is among those who are what? Set apart for God's purpose. Which means all believers. Verse 33 says, I have no desire for anyone's silver or gold or expensive clothes. And I love that. I have no desire for anyone's silver, gold, expensive clothes. And that's exactly what I was just saying. That's why he said that. I'm not coveting my neighbor's goods. I'm not coveting what belongs to somebody else. He wants only what belongs to him, what God has ordained for him. He goes on to say, you know personally that these hands ministered to my own needs, working in manual labor, and to those of the people who were with me. That means I have witnesses that I did my work. My work speaks for me. My context speaks for me. I have personally ministered to my, with my own hands. He did the work. So this salutation is saying, I'm worthy of my blessing. And no one can judge the blessings of God upon your life, because only God knows what you can do to get it. And this is the time, again, where the thieves and the wolves in sheep clothing and the false prophets will try to steal your blessing, knowing you've done the work. That's why we have to know how to govern our inheritance, how to govern our work, our stewardship. Because you have many that have not worked. They're just seeing the outcome of what God did and want to judge you and determine whether or not you should be blessed or not. But if I've done the work, I'm going to see my reward. Now, verse 35 says, in everything I show you by what? Example. I didn't just give you lip service. I didn't just say the Lord said, but I'm living contrary and doing one thing, saying one thing and do another. I showed you by example. He showed by how he lived, that by working hard in this way means by his grace, God equipping him, empowering him to do what he does, not by the flesh, not by his natural skills, because again, this is a spiritual work. I'm anointed supernaturally by the Holy Ghost to do what I do. In this way, you must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he himself said, it is more what? Blessed and bringer greater joy to give them than to receive. So it goes back to what I was saying, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And so when you are a giver, you can easily receive. And I have to be careful to make sure that that's balanced. Because if you're giving, 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 you're not receiving, you come up empty. You're imbalanced. So that's the thing that I was blessing the Lord for and giving me Acts, the 20th chapter. Because, again, I keep my receivership full. But it's important also for me to have that balance in giving. And what better way to give than to come and minister God's word? Oh, my God, I so love ministering God. It's a natural thing that he's anointed me to do, and I so enjoy it. And I so hope that you are receiving and have been blessed by all of the exhortations that I've put on my feet and my agencies so that you could be edified. And I tell you, I'm excited about the new Equinox, the new Solar, and I'm just excited about the culmination and the climax of what's coming and at the end of the closing of 2022. I'm not going to say the end, but I would say the closing of 2022. And I definitely will be coming, be back to minister more from the vault and sharing some more things before Christmas. And then after Christmas, I'll be sharing some things. But I really hope that you enjoy your rest in the Lord on the Lord our Sabbath. Truly, this is the winter solace is here, a time of hibernation. And I pray that during your dream lodging in this winter solace, that the Lord will really speak to you, that you will have your pad, your pen ready to write down, to record everything he's saying to you in this season. I certainly hope and pray for your communion with him. Your communication with him will be pure and unhindered. And know that the bridal path, he's clearing the bridal path for us to come boldly to the throne. And I certainly hope you enjoy your rest in the Lord on today. And remember, every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of Light. And I love that because we're starting the Hanukkah season, and I love that. That celebrates the candlestick, which is the churches. Yay. So with that, a good hot chocolate and Eskimo kisses and winter solace, and Merry Christmas. Peace, blessings, and much love. I will speak to you soon. Take care. Stay safe. Love you. And love all.